helped enact sweeping abortion rights protections in his state. Last week, in a CNN interview, he laid into former President Donald Trump, calling the Republican nominee weird.
Listen to the guy. He's talking about Hannibal Lecter and, you know, shocking sharks and just whatever crazy thing pops into his mind.
Why did Harris choose Wall over other contenders? American University political analyst Amy Dacey.
What you see with Governor Waltz is there's some, could be some benefit geographically, not just because his state is so much in play, but I think like regionally, certainly in the Midwest, he seems very popular. He's very steady. He, you know, has got that experience and been around a while. He's you know, quite popular.
Harris and Walls are set to hit the campaign trail in battleground states, beginning with Pennsylvania today. Now to the south, where there are fears Tropical Storm Debbie could cause catastrophic flooding in Georgia and South Carolina. Correspondent Christian Benavides is in Savannah.
It's a lot of water.
While people in Florida started cleaning up following Debbie's landfall as a Category 1 hurricane, crews worked to restore power and clear debris after flash flooding washed boats ashore in some areas and prompted water rescues in others. Parts of the state were hit with up to 6 feet of storm surge.
Some calm returning to Wall Street. It's open mostly higher a day after the biggest losses in almost 2 years. Right now, the Dow's up 321, NASDAQ ahead 81, the S&P up 47. The ruling from a federal judge in Washington could change the way you use the internet, or see it anyway, the finding Google's been violating antitrust laws. Jolene Kent.
This is the most important tech ruling in 2 decades. The federal judge delivered a historic victory for internet users who are looking for an alternative to Google search on your phones and your computers. The judge wrote, quote, Google is a monopolist and it has acted as one to maintain its monopoly.
Japan's Nikkei just notching its best day since 2008. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine and Kenosha counties had a few power outages from last night's storms, while thousands were affected in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties. We Energies attributes the outages to high winds, and they have crews working to restore power. LaMarion Blair, accused in the Racine Graceland Cemetery shooting, faces 4 new criminal charges after a jail fight in July. The incident involving Blair and another inmate was reportedly over money. The Kenosha County Board will vote on nominating Julia Robinson to fill the 5th District Supervisor position. It follows Brian Thomas's resignation. Robinson, a former city alder and current County Board of Health president, was selected from 7 applicants. National Night Out events are being held across Racine and Kenosha tonight. The events are meant to foster community police relationships. And Frontier Airlines is reducing routes from Milwaukee's Mitchell International. That's impacting flights to several destinations, including Orlando, Fort Myers, and Raleigh-Durham. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers hold on to first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers back to a 6-game lead in the NL Central Division. The Pirates are now in second. NFL, the Packers practice all week before they head to Cleveland against the Browns Saturday night. The Badgers offense had a good day in their practice and pads at UW-Platteville. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, with his best performance yet, hitting on some deep balls. Head coach Luke Fickell.
It's always going to be a winner. There's always going to be someone that doesn't win. That's the kind of the nature of the game.
And LA Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh, still under fire as new evidence of cheating and sign stealing at Michigan are coming out in an NCAA report.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. If you stumble, you apologize and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
That's Jim Harbaugh with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Clouds are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies and breezy winds out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is keeping our highs suppressed to the low 70s today. And it's creating massive waves on Lake Michigan, with a beach hazard statement in effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Right here, timeless hits right here, WRJN. Brewers tonight, 5:10 is a pregame show. So it's Reading.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. And then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay. Watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. Wasting time. I left my home in Georgia. Headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for. And look like nothing's gonna gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Baby, I need your loving.
'cause lately I've been losing sleep.
It's WRJN. Rena Payne complaining about all she's got left is a band of gold. Do you know how much gold costs right now? I mean, that she could have turned that in and made a little serious money. But then that's just me. and nobody asked me. All righty. Wisconsin State Fair. We're talking about who's performing tonight. Peter Noon, Herman's Hermits. It's going to be a great show. It was a great show last night and a great show tonight. Hopefully the weather will let up a little bit. It was really crazy getting out of southern Milwaukee County today to come down to Racine. However, once I got to Caledonia, it's not like the sun came out or anything, but before as I was driving, it was white knuckle just about to just about down here because there was so much rain that my windshield wipers couldn't keep up with it and my defrost couldn't. Then I get into Racine County and it was just like angels were singing and all that. Speaking of which, angels. Well, okay, maybe not exactly angels, but our Manitowoc guy, his name, Charlie Behrens, he's going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow night. On Saturday, he's got a show on the Civic Media app, of which, of course, WRJN is a part of. And the show is called Gripes. And it airs every Saturday at noon on the Civic Media app. And now that I've got through all that, for what you've been waiting for, State Fair tickets, I got a family four-pack right now at 262-634-WRJN. Are you ready? I'll take caller one. It's 262-634-WRJN. Good luck.
Hi, this is Jane Matnair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matnair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, we are going to talk about the rent-to-own hustle. All kinds of stuff is offered on a rent-to-own basis. Appliances, furniture, electronic equipment, even used cars. And the deal with rent-to-own is that you don't own the thing, whatever it is, until you've made years of weekly or monthly payments that are usually small and seem affordable. This totally happened to an old boyfriend of mine. Cody wanted to buy a TV. It cost $200. He didn't have it. But he went to this rent-to-own place who said that they could hook him up with it for $8.50 a week, which seemed okay until afterwards we did the math. And it turns out he paid more than $600 for a $200 TV. I mean, the interest rates were sky high. They're usually around 300% and as much as 500%. If you can, save up and then buy. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits right here on WRJN. No crime from Karen Burmeister, my second winner of the Wisconsin State Fair tickets. Congratulations, Karen. Karen and Jackie, thank you so much for listening to WRJN.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Rain in my shoes. Photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Searching for good times.
Local news, timeless hits, and Paul Harvey today at 12:05 right here on WRJN. Some I don't see too often. I know we've always got a risk of riptides out on the Great Lakes, but something to keep in mind if you're taking the kids out swimming. Maybe today's all right. I mean, it's not, you know, sunny. It's not the beach-going weather. But one thing that I haven't seen in quite a while is very high risk on Lake Michigan for riptides today and high winds. So be real careful if you're going out the next two or three days to Lake Michigan, because you don't see that very often, high riptide risk. Make sure you know where the riptides are. In fact, before I go to the beach, and it's been a while, but I actually look up riptides just so I know, have an idea if I can't see the lifeguard, have an idea of where they are on the lake. Why just put yourself in it? So anyway, high riptide alert if you are headed towards Lake Michigan with the kids today to take a little swim.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another inmate has died at the Waupun State Prison. The initial investigation points to suicide. It's the fifth time an inmate has died at Waupun since June of last year. Nine people, including the former warden, were arrested earlier this year on felony charges connected to some of those deaths. Swing state polls show Kamala Harris has erased Donald Trump's lead. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it appears President Biden dropping out of the race is a game changer, at least for now.
Democrats who were very unenthusiastic when Biden was the candidate have now become almost as enthusiastic as Republicans, erasing an advantage that Republicans have had all year.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Selecting a new supervisor is on the Kenosha County Board agenda tonight. Julia Robinson has been nominated by the board president to fill the 5th District Supervisor position. It follows the resignation of Brian Thomas. Robinson is a former City of Kenosha alder and current president of the county's Board of Health. 7 applicants were interviewed, including the wife of the guy that gave up the gig. If confirmed, Robinson will serve until the spring election. In Racine, night out events are being held at community centers, churches, and cop houses. In Kenosha, people will be gathering at schools and the Shalom Center. Tonight marks National Night Out, a community building event where local police departments engage with the community. At most places, there's food, music, and information about resources available to the community. And there are less local options if Disney is a destination. Frontier Airlines is cutting routes at Mitchell, impacting travelers to Orlando, Fort Myers, Philadelphia, and Raleigh-Durham. The changes are part of a larger national reduction by the airline. Other carriers are still serving most of those routes from Milwaukee. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies and breezy winds out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is keeping our highs suppressed to the low 70s today. And it's creating massive waves on Lake Michigan, with a beach hazard statement in effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
We'll be right back.
listen and sway.
It's Telefriend, WRJN. The Brewers in Atlanta tonight, our pregame show right here, 5:45 p.m. Here's the Vogues.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. Time for the pay I get, living on
church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
Timeless Hits right here on WRJN. And with me right now is the awesome, just incredible, and the man who gave me this job. I'm really grateful for it. And so is my husband, Chris Morrow. It is so great to have you on the air.
Oh, thank you. It's fun to be here during the day. I mean, I'm usually after a Brewer game or before a Brewer game playing a few records. But during the day, usually too busy with my face in a computer screen. So good to be in the studio.
Oh, great to have you here. And you've got some. The funny thing was, Chris comes up and goes, do you mind if I go on the air? Excuse me, are you the guy that gave me this job? You can do whatever you want, Chris. If you want to do the next few hours, you can do it.
It's your show. I don't want to take over.
Oh, my goodness.
I did want to talk, though, because coming up this Saturday, we kick off the Packers preseason. And for the second year now, WRJN is your home for Packer football. We're going to carry every game from the preseason all the way through up to the Super Bowl. I think we have to pay extra for the Super Bowl, so we'll see about that. But we have sponsorship opportunities for sports this year. And Rich and Daryl have been out talking to clients and sponsors and people who own businesses. But I wanted to make a special invitation to people right now who might want to be a Green Bay Packer football sponsor this year, or even the Badgers, or even our high school football games. Dick Graceffa is back with high school games starting the end of August. And nice. We've got some incredibly affordable packages for you to advertise during those games. And what better thing in Wisconsin to be associated with than the Green Bay Packers?
Amen.
You know, we look for sponsors, support for all this stuff. We make it work for local people because, quite honestly, why would you advertise on some medium that reaches Green Bay and Wausau and Superior and La Crosse and all that stuff when your business is here in Racine? And that's where we are, is here in Racine. And Packer fans are here in Racine and Kenosha. So let's kind of get together and put that together and make it happen for you. But if you'll jot down this number here in Racine, it's 634-3311, 634-3311. That's our office number here at WRJN. I'm in the building most days. Rich and Daryl are here. Cindy's here all day, too. So if you want to give us a call, we'll set up a time to talk about it. But those sponsorship packages kick off this weekend. Would love to have local businesses involved. Just give us a call.
Plus, you've got a budget for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, there's no way I can afford it. Yeah, you actually can. We'll make it work for you.
Yeah, you will not single-handedly pay for Jordan Love's contract this year.
Right. It might just feel like it, but yeah, no.
You might help us keep the lights on in the building, but you're not paying for Jordan Love. But he's giving you the entertainment and excitement on the radio show. So 262-634-3311 is our front office number. We'd love to talk to you. We'll get out and show you what we've got and get you wrapped up with Packers, Badgers, and high school sports this year, and something that actually will drive business in your door.
Absolutely.
It's what we do here. It's our job. So I'd love to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah.
Hot dogs grilling, frosty beverages chilling, Brewers game on the radio. Sounds like a perfect summer day. Except when uninvited guests crash the party. Don't let pesky critters put a damper on your tailgate. Safeway Pest Management is your pest prevention partner, keeping your outdoor spaces bug-free all season long. They're a Wisconsin proud company, providing safe and effective pest control for over 65 years. So call 262-679-4422 and enjoy a pest-free tailgate victory.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This year, Dell Technologies' Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're with me around. And then say your hair's too long. I don't care with you, I can't be wrong.
overseas home for local news and timeless hits on WRJN. We got Stuart J. Waddles, local news. Mike Clemens of sports is CBS National News coming up.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Here, hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Vice President Kamala Harris says her new running mate has delivered for working families. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was picked this morning for the number two spot on the Democratic ticket. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He's the only person on that list of five or six finalists who had both executive leadership experience and legislative leadership experience. He, of course, has been the governor of Minnesota for 6 years now, but before that, he was a member of Congress for